Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
All right, look. Dre and I are here in Maui. We're on vacation.
Aloha, brother.
Aloha, brothers. I just want everyone to know that the stereotypes are true. This man is, well, everyone knows he's an enormous man. What are you, 6'3"?
6'2".
6'2". Plays full contact sports. You like to say that, right? You like to say...
I do.
Yeah, it's a contact sport.
I have played basketball.
At the collegiate level. And he's very good at what he does. Fear of water. And I'm not even just talking... I get it. The ocean is scary.
Yes.
But you're scared of the shallow part of the beach.
I know.
And I don't understand it.
The waves are... Listen, the waves are extremely strong. It's a little terrifying. I don't want to get swept under.
Okay, but... swept under? What are you going to get swept under? You're literally at... Literally. Is that how you say it? Literally.
Literally.
You're literally just an inch above sand. That's how much water is above the sand. That's what... It's like barely covering your foot.
But the currents were a little... You will admit.
I don't know. It's kind of sad to look at. We were at the beach for 2 hours. Yeah. Amy and I were in the water for 2 hours.
Which is a record for me, by the way.
That was a record for you. But you were asleep.
Most of it.
On the beach. You just laid there underneath an umbrella.
I thought that's not part of what it's for, no?
Well, I think you're supposed to get wet. I think the whole plan is to go in the water, get wet, and then dry off in the sun. That's like the routine.
I try.
I don't know. You guys, it's pretty bad because now we're going on a chopper ride. And I booked the reservations 2 days ago? 3 days ago.
3 days ago.
3 days ago. And Dre has shit in his pants 3 days in a row. He's absolutely scared for his life. He's trying to figure out, as many excuses to get out of this.
I'm actually kind of nauseous now.
He's nauseous right now because we're actually leaving in about an hour to go do this chopper ride over the volcanoes. And you're scared.
That doesn't sound scary to you?
No.
When you say it out loud, that doesn't bother you?
Not at all.
Chopper ride over a volcano?
Nope.
Wow.
I've never seen a grown man make up so many excuses. I mean, from the minute I made the reservations, Andre was making up like an excuse.
I think
it
was mid-reservation, actually.
It was mid-reservation? Yeah. He was like, I don't think that we should go in a chopper. I don't like the word chopper. I don't like the word choppy.
Have you seen Black Hawk Down?
Yeah, I see Black Hawk Down. Have you seen Black Hawk Down? Have you seen... No one... That was not a successful mission. And then he took Dramamine last night. We're supposed to take it today. We're supposed to take it today before the flight.
I'm not taking any more of that.
You shouldn't. You should have never taken it.
Thank you, Brendan.
Yeah, Brendan. Actually, mahalo, Brendan. He's a local here. Everyone knows Brendan. He should run for mayor. He's one of those kids that grew up here at the age of 5, running around naked, little white boy. And now everyone knows him as Brendan, the island boy.
Yeah.
But he told Dre to take Dramamine last night.
Right.
And then take another one just before we get on the plane.
Yeah.
Dre took Dramamine last night, half, by the way.
Half.
And he said it feels like he is on... Heroin. Yeah. Heroin, which he's never even tried before.
No.
Dre has never done heroin in his life, but for some reason he thinks Dramamine is the equivalent. That's what I'm dealing with out here, you guys. This is Andre. He says Dramamine is equivalent to heroin. That's got to piss heroin addicts off right now. If there's ex-heroin addicts listening...
Right.
That's kind of upset them. Like, what the fuck is wrong
with
this
guy? But it's a great plug for Dramamine.
It is a great plug. Yeah, it is. That's our new sponsor, by the way, Dramamine. For those that don't want to do heroin, but want to feel like they're on heroin, try Dramamine. So is it starting to come down?
Yeah, I feel a little better now.
What do you think about the chopper ride?
I'm scared to death.
This is going to be horrible. This is going to be the worst. We were sitting at the breakfast table. And him and Gemma are looking for a reason to get out of this. Like, I think we're supposed to wear sweats because it's freezing cold up there. Like, what are you talking about? The brochure has a chopper with like 7 white people in it, and they're all wearing shorts. And Dre and Gemma are like, I think we need to wear... Gemma said the most craziest thing I've ever heard. She said, they said that it's mandatory that we wear hoodless hoodies. That's what Gemma said. Hoodless hoodies. I just looked at Gemma and went, you mean a sweatshirt? Hoodless hoodies.
She did say that, by the way.
So you're going to get on the chopper?
I am. I've committed to it. I'm in.
What do you think of Hawaii so far?
I love it.
It's absolutely amazing.
I came to Oahu when I was 17, 18.
Oahu is where a lot of the tourists go.
Right.
That's where the Japanese tourists go to shop. That's where everybody goes.
But this is completely different.
This is like just an island.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little busy, but it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not. I should even say that. It's almost a little busy.
You almost get the feel like they're not going to put up with your tourist crap.
Not here. I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like that too. Like they almost have that, we don't need you here, brother.
Yeah.
Go to Oahu for that shit.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, that's the feel I get.
It literally feels like paradise here.
Yeah.
We wake up, and then we look at our clocks and go, it's only one?
Yeah, that's the thing. The difference between here and L.A. is the time is moving so slow. Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, in L.A., you're just moving around. Everything's moving so fast.
The thing about L.A. is you wake up, and you have to plan your day just for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Yeah. I'm going to get a cup of coffee real quick. All right, cool. Oh, shit. I got to take a shower first.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to hit traffic.
Yeah.
So it's going to take me a good hour and 15 minutes to get coffee. Whereas here, you walk to get coffee, go to the beach, have a full-on breakfast.
Yeah.
Go back to the beach.
Yeah.
And then you look at your clock and go, it's only been an hour.
Yeah. I wouldn't have even been down Ventura yet.
I would have been down Ventura.
Yeah.
I would have... So true.
Right.
I'd barely be passing Laurel Canyon right now. It's time moves slow here.
It's incredible, man. It's incredible. I mean, and the views are, it's like you said, it's a living postcard.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
There's a video, if you guys go to Dre, I forgot your IG. I am Dre. I am Dre
K-N-O. Yeah.
Go to his IG and he made a video. And literally, I thought you were doing one of those Bow Wow challenges where you stood in front of like a pitcher and acted like you were in Hawaii and then you back up and then it's like a frame of of Maui.
Right.
And it was literally outside of your room. Like, that's how beautiful Maui is. It's just so like every picture you take is a perfect picture.
It's incredible, man.
It rains and it's perfect. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It could be raining and you're good.
Yeah.
It's like still perfect.
And the food.
Dude. Like,
we went to the most incredible restaurant last night that Joe and Amy took us to.
Yes. Mama's Fish House.
Mama's Fish House.
Shout out to Chef Gabe and Kiana. Kiara?
Kiara, I believe.
Kiara.
Yeah.
For hooking it up. And then, of course, Chef Sheldon over at Tin Roof. I mean, this island, and I don't mean to sound mean, but I see why everyone's pretty much overweight here.
I get it.
There's a lot of overweight people here.
I get
and
it.
You know what? Give me 2 years living here.
Yeah.
I'm right with you.
Right.
I'm right with you.
The food's incredible.
I've eaten everything. My feet have swollen 9 times here. Because I can't stop eating everything.
Right.
I think I've had every sweet, every salt, every seasoning you could possibly think of.
Yeah.
Everything. Have we had a bad meal yet?
We had one. Let's not talk about that place. Yeah, we won't talk about
that. Let's just say we went to a commercialized restaurant and we shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Only reason why is because we wanted to watch the Pacquiao fight.
And that
pissed us off.
Pissed us off.
This is what made us mad. How are you going to be, first of all, you're a bar.
Sports bar.
A sports bar in Maui. And you got 19 TVs laced around the roof of your establishment.
Right.
And all they're playing is rock and roll videos.
And surf challenges.
And surf challenges. And I don't know, and the news. Like, what's the news doing on in here, first of all?
Right.
And then, and we're like, now it's the Pacquiao fight is free on ESPN.
Right.
It's free. All you have to do is just put it on ESPN and put it on the screen so we can all watch.
Yeah.
The lady goes to the manager, comes back, and she goes, this is a family bar. And we don't like watching fights here. We don't condone that here. I'm like, what?
Right.
This is a bar.
Yeah.
People are getting tossed.
Yeah.
Getting fucked up right now. Right. What are you talking about? Like, play some goddamn... Play a fight right now. Make it a bar.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Dre pulls out his iPhone. I don't want to do the stereotype again. But somehow he pulls it off. Somehow Dre pulls off watching a goddamn fight on his iPhone. And he sets it up on top of the table.
Yeah.
Uses the ketchup dispenser as a pod.
Yeah.
Like a tripod.
Yeah.
And now all four of us are gathered around this, what is this, 7-inch screen?
Yeah.
And cheering at the top of our lungs.
It was probably the most pathetic sight.
It was the most pathetic sight you'll ever see. And it almost made us feel like we were sitting in the 400 section of the fight. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you ever go to a Staples game?
Yeah.
And, like, you get floor seats. And you look up and you see the people sitting way up on the roof. And you're like, man, what do they see? That's what we saw.
Exactly.
You see exactly. A 7-inch screen.
Yeah.
Because we didn't see shit. I mean, we were hovered into that fight.
Yeah.
We got into that fight.
We were into it, though.
That was a throwback fight. A lot of cheating. And yes, I am going to say, of course I'm biased with the Pacquiao. I am a Pacquiao fanatic. But this has nothing to do with that. This is just the sport alone. You know when one man's cheating. It's like, come on, bro. Like, how many times did he tie up Manny? How many times did he put him in a headlock? How many times did he lay on his back, bending him over?
The tape?
How about the damn tape coming loose every 3 rounds? How about his mouthpiece coming out of his mouth? Like, these are all tricks. How about him stepping on Manny's foot when he throws a punch? Like, these are all, like, boxing tricks. And what sucks is when you see... you know, the local boy,
yeah,
you know, getting away with it, it's kind of like, it it ruins the sport. It's like the ref not once warned him.
Yeah, never.
2 headbutts, clearly bad headbutts, cuts in the back of the head.
Right.
And like Pacquiao, like a true champion, was like, let's go, let's keep going, because I'm going to win this fight anyways. He didn't give a shit.
Right.
Not one cheat from Manny.
Right.
I didn't see Manny cheat one time. I think there was a couple times where Manny got mad
and
fought a little dirty back. But initially, Manny's like, what the fuck? All right. This guy's just trying to do whatever it takes to win.
Right. Like when what's the guy's name?
Which
like,
one?
Horn. When Horn. When he went down.
The Hornet.
It was a clear, like Pacquiao pushed.
Yeah.
Pacquiao pushed him.
Attack.
But I thought that was just out of frustration for everything that was happening.
Yeah. And that was a clear... And still, he would have went down anyways. Manny shouldn't have pushed him.
Yeah.
I still think they should have gave him an 8 count. But they gave him a 10-8 round on that one, I think.
Yeah.
And here's the funny thing. When it went to the 12th round, Andre was like, dude, I think they might just give it to this Horn guy. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, I don't know, man. I just feel like...
It felt wrong.
It just feels wrong.
It felt wrong.
It felt like a conspiracy. Dre said that. Dre was like...
And so even with me saying that, when they started giving the decision, and they started giving out the
when I heard 117, numbers, 111, I was like, oh, okay, that's Pacquiao.
Yeah.
There's no way on that card. The only way it could be like a conspiracy or like a rigged fight... is if you hear, like, split decision or, you know what I mean? It's close on the card.
Right, right.
But when you hear one judge clearly seeing the fight going, like, complete dominance, like, this is a paid judge that saw Horn winning 9 out of 12 rounds.
Right.
That's what 117, 111
means.
That
is, what fight are you watching?
What fucking fight are you watching? What fight are you watching? 9 out of 12 rounds. That means Pacquiao... won 3 rounds. You mean to say Pacquiao only won 3 rounds? You got to be kidding me right now.
And then if the one judge gave Horn that, okay, we can live with that.
Yeah.
But then when I heard the other two numbers, I was like, oh, that's clearly a unanimous decision
for
Pacquiao.
Decision. Yeah. That's what I said. Because the other two were like...
115, 113.
Yeah, 115, 113. And I was like, okay, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
That makes sense for what's about to happen.
And then they go, and the new.
Yeah, I was like, the new? You know what's crazy, man, is there's so many sanctions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think the WBO has the most, like, rigged fights for some reason. Really? I don't know what it is. For some reason, I might be making this up. That might just be me talking right now. But I always felt like the fights that I always felt like were always like rigged. Yeah. Always the WBO.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But there's so many sanctions. It's like there's WBC, IBF, WBO. It's like the US.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like what are you talking about? Like,
right.
Just make one sanction. That's why UFC is just, they got it right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They made it right. And that's the bad thing about this sport of boxing is people are going to the UFC because they're like, man, we want to see legit fight. We want to see, you know, a puncher's chance.
Right.
Like a legit puncher's chance.
Right.
Like Teddy Atlas said, like, you don't reward a guy for trying hard. Like, knock the motherfucker out or win. And
see, that's the direction that our culture and society
culture
is going.
Yeah, it is.
And it's bad.
It is bad.
What does that teach anybody?
Nothing. There's no drive. There's no hunger anymore.
Yeah.
I can almost win.
Yeah.
I kind of need to do it.
Yeah.
Like, yo, it's completely...
As long as if I give my best effort, I'll be rewarded for best effort. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing... Your best effort is everything. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. But you continue giving your best until you get that prize.
Yeah, it doesn't win, though.
Yeah, you don't just barely do your best and get a prize for it.
That doesn't make sense. It
makes no sense.
Yeah.
So, like, watching that was just, like, so, like, gut-wrenching.
Yeah. It,
obviously, I mean, come on. First of all, it was the first fight Top Rank is putting out on a series of fights on ESPN, which is already kind of weird.
Right.
It's like you have Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Like, this is a pay-per-view fight.
Yeah.
This is a man that's used to making tons and tons of money.
Yeah.
What's going on right now?
Right.
Clearly there's something going on. It's a series that's going to happen on ESPN. So
right.
How do we keep it going?
How do we keep it going?
How do we keep it alive?
Yeah.
We only have Manny for one fight.
Right.
Hopefully two.
Right.
How do we keep this going?
Yeah.
Well, I know how we keep it going. Manny doesn't win.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Any man that doesn't lose is going to be like, I need to fight that dude again.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, thank God, because we just happen to have an ESPN fight series that we just started. And would you believe you kicked it off, Manny? So this would be a great thing for us.
Right.
And actually a great thing for both of us, Manny.
Yeah, yeah.
You losing is not really losing. You losing is actually winning, Manny.
Yeah.
Because now you get to fight this guy again.
Yeah.
And guess what? We had 4.4 million viewers. That was the highest rating that they got. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
The highest rating that ESPN ever got for a live fight was this fight. They got 4.4 million viewers at the peak. So right around the later rounds.
Uh-huh.
I guess everyone was calling everybody and going, holy shit. Yeah. Hey, this free fight is actually a good fight.
Right.
Watch
right.
it.
Right.
And everyone started watching it. So 4.4 million viewers, which means a ton of fucking commercials are going to be on the next one.
Yeah.
Right which on. Means Bud Light and everybody else is going to jump on this next fight.
Right.
Everyone's going to be like, what? You have almost 5 million viewers? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in.
We're in.
Yeah.
Can you guarantee the same fighters?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We sure can.
It's already done.
I don't know if you know this, but we got a judge that doesn't even look at the fucking fight. She just picks numbers like a Keno card.
Right.
Like, yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, it just sucks. Like even if it wasn't rigged, it's like, who the fuck is this chick? I don't even know if she's a chick or not, but her name, Zawanza, I don't know her name. I'll find it right now. I forget her name or his, but whatever.
I think it's something Keller.
Something Keller. Helen Keller was what. I think the judge, I think I saw a meme like that. I think the three judges were Helen Keller, Stevie Wonder, and Ray Charles. Which is crazy because not only is he blind, he's deaf. and helicopter. So it's like, let's see the judges for this fight. It just sucks because, like, you should be fired for something like that.
Yeah.
Especially at that level.
Right.
Like, we're not talking about fight night at a goddamn YMCA.
Yeah.
Where you got judges that are also, like, you know, respectable public service people. Like, we got a guy that's the police chief.
The city councilman.
Yeah, the city councilman and a priest.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could be all wrong on their cards because they're donating their time, but they're legit people to judge the fight because they got credibility.
Yeah.
These people are hired fucking judges.
Professional.
For the sport of boxing at the highest level with the highest, the most, not only highest level fighter, but the most legendary fighter. Like, like his name is up there, like not only up there, but right next to Muhammad Ali.
With the greats.
He is the greatest. Yeah. He's one of the greatest.
Right.
You respectfully judge his fight, man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Judge his fight.
Yeah.
This is, and not only that, you better knock this motherfucker out because he's a legend.
Yeah.
That's how it was back in the day.
Exactly.
If Muhammad Ali was still standing up, chances are you didn't win.
You're not getting a decision.
You're not going to win.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, fuck you.
That's crazy, man. It was crazy.
It was so embarrassing to watch. It was like, clearly he was the presser. He was the one that controlled the fight. He was the power puncher.
Yeah.
He was the everything.
Right.
I don't know, man.
And everything that I saw, like, that went against what we saw.
Yeah.
Like, even what Skip Bayless said, that Horn was the aggressor and used his physicality.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah, he did say that. But then again, Skip also said, this is the worst decision he's ever seen.
Okay. Well, I didn't see that, but yeah.
Oh, you didn't see that?
I mean,
Skip likes to just talk.
Yeah.
But he also knows who won.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, you got to remember, Skip Bayless is hired by ESPN Sports.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's got to say the right shit.
Right.
But, you know, he was like, he was right. Like, one thing you even said it too during the fight. It was like, yo, you got to give it to this guy. He can take a punch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, this guy, he ain't going down.
Yeah.
But we all clearly was like, but he fucking lost.
Yeah.
He's losing every
round.
And
he was leaning on Manny. He knew he was doing
all the cheats.
Yeah, all the cheat stuff.
Yeah.
But he was using his body to lean on him.
Yeah,
trying to wear him down.
Choking him, hitting on the clinch.
Yeah.
He was, though. He had his armpits over his neck. He was doing all that shit.
Yeah.
There was one where he was dragging him to the ropes.
Right.
And here's the thing. Like I'm not a boxer, but I just love the sport of boxing.
Right.
And it's like, Manny can only weigh whatever weight class he's in.
Right.
Even if he does a catch weight, Manny will not gain weight.
Right.
He will just take the fight.
Right.
He's not going to gain weight.
Right.
You know what I mean? If he does, he's barely there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they do a catch weight at like 152, I think he'll weigh in at like 149 or something.
Right.
Like, I don't even know Manny's weight. All I know is he goes in at the same weight all the time.
Yeah.
He doesn't blow up. He doesn't shrink down. He's always fought at that same weight.
Right.
But when people fight Manny, we're talking like when De La Hoya fought Manny.
Right.
Like, and they did a catch weight at like I'm making up numbers right now, but let's just say whatever it is, they met at 150, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is that they met at. Okay. But when De La Hoya fought Manny, they met at a catch weight. De La Hoya walks at like 185.
Right.
His everyday life is 185.
Right.
Or 190. Like, he is a big boy.
Right.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
And he fights big men with big punches.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you lean on a man
at
that weight, and people always seem to forget when they make that weight that they stay that weight. No, they blow the fuck up the day of the fight.
That's
the whole purpose of the weigh-in.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of the weigh-in is to give bullfighters a fair advantage. Because one, if you're going to be a big fighter in the ring, then you need to lose a lot of weight because you're going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of training. You're going to be fucking... You're probably going to be on the fucking treadmill trying to lose another 5 pounds
right before weighing. Yeah.
You're going to be dehydrated.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, yes, you're going to have an advantage because you're going to be the bigger guy in the ring.
Yeah.
But you're going to be at a disadvantage because you're going to be extremely exhausted.
Uh-huh.
Whereas a guy that just naturally goes in is going to be fucking 100%.
Yeah.
Because that's his weight.
Yeah.
Same thing with De La Hoya. He went in. He got this catch weight, whatever it was that they were supposed to meet at. But when he went in, he was fucking huge.
Right.
I mean, it looked like David and Goliath fighting. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everyone was always saying, like, oh, this is not fair. They were all mad at Roach for letting Manny Pacquiao fight De La Hoya. Yeah. You're going to kill Manny Pacquiao. How dare you let him fight such a big fighter that fights big men?
Yeah.
Manny fucking beats the shit out of him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But De La Hoya is a classy fighter.
Right.
He could have done some unfair shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's a long way to go with what I'm trying to say is Horn is a huge guy.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Probably went in heavier, and he uses his weight to do that. God, we're talking take too long on this fight, aren't we?
I think so, yeah.
But, God, I'm sorry. We can cut. Chris, if you want to cut some of this out, you can. But all I'm saying is, like, when you see the leans, when you see the hugs, when you see the clinches, when you see him leaning on his back, when you see that, dude, 12 rounds of that.
Oh, my God.
And you're a small guy already. Yeah. It starts to take its toll, man.
It's like carrying a bear around on your back.
Yeah, just imagine just some big dude that knows how to punch.
Yeah.
Always leaning on you and choking you and dragging you. And it's just like, and you're trying to fight fair. It's like, it sucks.
Yeah.
Anyways, we spent a long time on that, man. Yeah. But anyways, let's get to sports. Because me and Dre are having this huge debate.
Yeah. We almost ruined paradise.
Yeah, we almost ruined paradise. We almost ruined it for the two ladies that came with us. How do I start this off?
Okay, well, so John,
Rory.
It's McEnroe.
Not McEnroe. Was it McEnroe that said it?
It was McEnroe.
Okay, so John McEnroe.
Yeah.
He already knows tennis.
Yeah.
He's a tennis god. He's a tennis legend. He put tennis on the map.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that came out of nowhere to take down a legend in his prime.
Yeah.
Bjorn Borg, when he took Bjorn Borg out. And John Legend, I think he was... John Legend. John McEnroe, I think he was like 19 or 20 or something like that when he won his first... whatever. Anyways, those are his accolades.
Right.
And he made a comment. Yeah. He said, if Serena Williams, because everyone's given Serena Williams just like this amazing praise, which she rightfully deserves.
Yes.
She is one of the greatest athletes of our time.
Yes.
Hands down. Dominates a sport.
Yes.
Clearly.
Clearly.
There's no one even close to her.
Right.
I can't even think of a female tennis player at her level. And I've been watching tennis since I was 12. I love this sport. He said if she were to move over to the men's, because everyone's like, oh, yeah, the level of competition is just not good for Serena Williams over here in the women's.
Right.
She should clearly be playing with the men's.
Right.
And he said if she went to the men's, she wouldn't even make the top 700.
Top 700.
And now, okay, first of all, 700, there's no such thing as 700. That's just him over-exaggerating.
Okay.
So let's just get that out of the way. He was just being John McEnroe, making a really... just like a stupid statement, but he means it. He does mean it when she says, clearly, let's just make it top 100.
Okay.
Let's not say 700, because obviously he was exaggerating. But there is a top 100 that are on the pro circuit that fight every fucking week and can never make it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And usually when you see a tournament, you'll see maybe number... 15.
Right.
You'll see number 15 get in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's got to fight those dudes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. So anyways, you were pissed and you don't agree with...
I wasn't pissed.
You're a little mad. You're a little mad.
I just didn't agree. I just didn't agree.
Yeah, but boy, you had some tone in your voice. You didn't agree. And he was clearly saying that Serena Williams could play at the men's level. And I'm saying she is completely dominating a sport that she's ahead of her time in. She's about 20 years in ladies tennis.
See, you didn't say that. I agree with that.
Okay, you do agree with that. No, just let me finish.
Okay.
And she's also have a in her in the ladies tennis division, she's clearly playing at a level that no one else is playing, and her level of competition sucks, bro.
I think that's a little harsh.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, in order for her to be in the top 100 in men's,
I think she's
her
just
level
that much
with
better.
Women should be completely sucked.
I think she's just that much
number
better
two
than everybody else.
You can't be that much better, man. You can never lose in women's tennis if you want to come over to the men's side. I'm sorry, it's a completely different game. It's a completely different mindset. It's a completely different game.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead, sir.
We had a spirited debate.
Yeah,
I'll call it spirited.
Yeah, I like that.
and I will concede part of the argument to you.
Yeah.
Oh, today, thank you. Today,
because I won.
No.
Yes.
No. I will say this. Okay. This is what I'll say.
Uh huh.
As far as how men and women are built.
Yeah.
Physically.
Yes.
She is at a disadvantage playing against men.
Because of the way she's built?
Because of the way men are built.
Yeah. Men are completely
built differently. We're built differently.
Yes,
Muscle mass is different.
Our muscle mass, we don't have hips.
Ligaments are different.
Ligaments are different. Why do you think females have so many knee injuries?
Exactly. That being said,
they're built completely different.
Right. So that's the part of the argument that I'm going to concede to you today.
Oh, Jesus. The part that
I'm not going to give you,
yes,
is that when I'm looking at sports,
okay,
I look at skill set,
yes,
and I believe that Serena Williams' skill set combined,
here we go, is going to piss every male tennis player
out
there.
Her level of athleticism,
yes,
which I think is above and beyond 95% of women.
I will say 99%.
Okay,
that woman has God-given athleticism.
Yeah.
She is an athlete. There's a difference between an athlete
and
a guy that plays tennis.
Right.
Hands down. Michael Jordan, and then there's Clyde Drexler.
So with that being said, I believe that if consistently Serena Williams trained to play against men.
Which she does. She has men.
No, but she doesn't.
Training partners.
Correct. But yeah. she doesn't consistently train for that event. Is that fair?
No.
Why?
Because it's bro, it's two different.
I know.
Just because
I'm giving
the
you
same
that.
Sport,
I'm giving you that.
It's not the same sport.
Giving you that.
It's completely different.
I'm giving you that. That's why I'm saying if she consistently trained to play five sets, yada, 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 against men on a consistent. Because.
I will say this right now. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Because I don't like saying exhibition. Because when you say exhibition, then it's not played as to die for.
Right.
Like, it's an exhibition match, and we're just having
fun. We're having fun.
And it's just for fun. Yeah. Come on, Serena. Hit it back.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Put $10 million, fucking pay-per-view.
Okay.
And we'll go get fucking Nadal, and we'll go get Serena Williams. Do or die.
What is Nadal ranked in the world?
Who gives a shit? Number three? Number two?
That wasn't the argument.
No, the argument is that she can compete in the men's level.
Right.
Well, if you're going to compete and you're going to be number one at ladies, then you should be able to compete over at the men's side. Because why even go over there? If you can't goal is not to win a championship on the men's
that's
side,
true.
Then why are you over there?
That's true.
Exactly.
But that wasn't the argument. The
no,
argument
the
was,
argument is that
she
could.
I said she would be able to break the top 100.
No, Dre.
And
she
you
would not.
Said,
she would not. She would not break the top 100.
I think so.
Hands down, she would not.
I think if she trained consistently to play the... Because, like you said, it's two different sports, right?
Two different sports.
Okay. If it's two different sports, it's only two different sports based on the rules.
Dre, no. It's two different sports because it's a different level of competition. It's way different when you're playing a bunch of females. God, and now you're making me sound like a sexist.
Yeah, that was where I was going.
No, but I'm not. It's completely different level game. Like... Serena is really good because her level of competition is far below her.
I think.
Far below her. So she's superior at that right now because that's all we get to witness. That's all we get to see.
I think that men, that the disadvantage she has is that men are able to get to her serves and volleys easier than women.
Okay, what you're saying right now is just more sexist than me.
What?
I don't even agree. If anyone's listening right now, I didn't agree with that.
She said that
herself.
She said that she played some guy. She said he was able to get to that. She gave him everything she had.
Yeah,
and he was able to get to it faster.
So then, why are you arguing with me?
Wait a minute. The faster than she thought. But that's because she hasn't trained to play. No. She hasn't trained to play that way.
Exactly, Dre. She herself just told you. It's a different level of competition. At the highest level that she's playing.
Because physically, a man is able to get to her serves faster than a woman would.
I didn't say that. So if you guys want to send in your emails, I did not say that.
That is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying
the level of competition. Are you saying it is a different... Why?
I'm saying the level of competition.
Why?
Because Rafael, when you play Nadal...
But why? No.
I'm telling you right now. Because the level of competition is different.
But why are you saying that?
Because Serena plays at a higher level. Her number two can't do anything to Serena. That's why? What I'm saying. She's not good. Number two is not good.
And it's not about...
There's no one that plays at Serena's...
So it's not a gender issue?
No!
It's a skill set issue.
Exactly! That's what I'm saying.
So then So what is the reason for you saying that Serena couldn't play on that side?
Because there's no way that she could even fathom how that level of competition is over there. There's no way. Look, Dre, this is like you playing... What college did you play for?
University of Pacific.
University of Pacific.
Yeah.
And all you played is junior high schools.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
And you're smoking every junior high school. No, let me finish.
I am.
And you're at the end of your 4-year run at mm-hmm. college, mm-hmm. you guys went 100-0.
Okay.
And then everyone's like, man, you guys should have been in the NBA. You're so good. Right. No. You were 100-0 because the level of competition sucked. That's why.
I know, but you're clouding something.
No,
right
I'm
now.
Not clouding anything.
Because
Serena Williams wins so many tournaments. The only time she does lose is when she's injured. She beats herself.
Right.
Dude, I am a Serena Williams fanatic.
I know.
I fucking love Serena.
This is what I'm trying to understand. Is that if it's not about gender, then what is it?
It's not. It's not even about gender, bro. What I'm saying is the level of competition. You're clearly judging a woman that's far, far... far more superior than the level of competition that she's playing with. That's
exactly.
It's kind of like, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I, if she's
But far- no, but you can't say just because what she's doing over in this ranking that she can come over here to the men's side.
I'm not saying it because of that. I'm saying it because of the fact that she's a supreme athlete.
Yeah. Now you got to stop right now.
Why?
Because a supreme athlete would be Michael Jordan. Am I right?
So you're not saying that she's not a supreme athlete?
No, just tell me. Is Michael Jordan a supreme athlete?
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yes.
Hands down, that dude is the most fucking supreme athlete out there.
Absolutely.
Tried to make a fucking run at professional golf. Okay. Tried to make a run.
Okay.
And then he clearly got shot down by a goddamn club pro. By every club pro in the goddamn country. Because he's a supreme athlete. He tried to make it in baseball.
But he doesn't have the skill set in golf.
He doesn't have the skill set in baseball. He tried to become a fucking professional baseball player. I know, but what you're saying
he's
is
still
a supreme
athlete.
Exactly, and that's what you're saying about Serena, that she can just clearly come over to the men's division.
Because she possesses that skill set.
But it's a completely different sport on that side. The rules are different. The number of matches are different.
That's
the
what
number
I said.
Of games are different.
I said if she trained consistently.
Will not happen.
If she trained consistently to play by the rules on that side, she already possesses the skill set and athleticism to compete.
Will not make it.
I wouldn't do it
if I were her.
Why would she do it?
It would tarnish her legacy.
Yeah,
and she knows clearly she wouldn't be able to do it. If she even said it herself that she played a guy and she couldn't believe how fast this guy got to her.
But you don't think that at that level of athleticism that she would adapt?
No, you're talking – even at level 100, you're talking about a guy that in the 100 ranking is going to play fucking Nadal and play him well.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like these are the guys he's playing against. Even number 100 has to play fucking number 20.
You don't think she would
number
adapt?
Number 14.
Nope. She wouldn't adapt to that side. Why?
No. Because it's a completely different game.
Completely
different game with a bunch of athletes that play on that.
It's the same skill set.
It is the same skill set, but it's two different. Then it's WNBA and NBA. Same skill set.
It's not the same thing.
It's the same skill set.
It's not the same thing.
It isn't?
No.
Why does everyone say that women's basketball is the most fundamentally played fucking game?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
And I believe, if we're going there, I believe that by and large, women.
I don't know if you know this, but you're being more sexist than anybody here.
Hear me out.
And there's only two of us here.
WNBA players are more fundamentally sound.
I just said
and work harder.
Yes.
Than NBA players.
And they play the game the way the fucking game was supposed to be played.
The difference
they
is
they fucking do the route. They do their fucking plays correctly. They fucking do the right yes. bounce passes. Yes. They do the fuck everything. Their layups are correct. Yes. Their shots are correct.
Right.
Their pick and rolls are correct. Their right. screens are correct.
Right.
Everything.
Right.
Not one. Your best fucking WNBA player will not even make it in the NBA
because you don't,
for 30 seconds.
Because if you have to come across the lane at 150 pounds.
What does
against,
that have?
Against somebody that's 230, 250, a 400 pounds
yeah,
heavier
I
than you.
Yeah, I said that too. If you, they hit
and
checker,
you get checked, you're checker, done.
Yeah, done. Knock the wind out of her.
That's the difference. Hold
and
on.
It's a different hear sport.
Hear me out.
So it's that's a different sport.
That hold hear me. That's the difference uh-huh. between a woman crossing over to play yeah. NBA basketball
yeah.
or play tennis. You're not getting hip checked. No. Nobody's putting their 100-pound difference
I
on you.
I get you, man. What I'm saying is same skill set,
yes.
two different sports.
Not really.
You just said it, Dre.
Not really.
You just said it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Not
it's
really.
Same skill sets. Two different sports. NBA if, and WNBA are two different sports. And look, I'm the one that even said it. I said it. Women, when they said Griner could make it in the draft and Mark Cuban was doing this whole push on her, yeah. I was like, shut up.
Yeah.
She won't last half a second in
and
the
I
NBA.
And I agree with that.
She won't even make because, it in the CBA.
And I agree with that because now a man is able to use his strength and size advantage all game long.
You're driving me nuts. You are driving me nuts. Because you're saying the same thing I'm saying about men's tennis. Just because they're playing tennis and there's a net and there's no physicality, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That it's the same skill
that is
set.
What I'm
the same.
You are, that's exactly,
you're so dumb.
That's exactly
and
what
I don't
I'm
want
saying.
To argue with you anymore.
That's exactly
you're
what I'm saying.
You're the worst person to argue
that's
with.
That's exactly what I'm
no,
saying.
No, it's two different things.
That's exactly.
It's
okay,
two different
so,
things.
So I looked at serve speeds, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Serena hits 130.
Right.
Average for a man is 138, 140.
Where's
what's the difference?
Yeah.
10 miles per hour.
Dude, come on, man. So the serve's not the difference.
Bro, have you seen
you
their volleys?
The,
have you seen how
you
hard
the
they hit on their
the
volley? Did you do volley speeds?
No.
Exactly. See, you're not even checking the whole sport.
What I'm saying is this.
Have you seen the average? Have you ever seen the average volley in a men's match compared to a woman's match?
No.
So you don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't know that part. Of it.
Well, that's the most important
what
part.
What I do know.
No, you can't say that.
Okay.
Here's the thing. When Nadal hits a serve at 140 miles per hour, guess what? The guy on the other end barely gets it over the net, and he knocks it back. Hold on. That point right there uh-huh. lasts about a second to 2 seconds.
Right.
Have you ever seen the women's side?
Yeah.
Yeah. They volley for about maybe 30 to 40 seconds right. on each point.
Okay.
Completely different game. It's completely different.
Okay. I'll agree. I'll say it's played at a different level. I will give you
yes!
that. I will give you that.
Serena would never know what to do at that level.
I think she would not adapt.
She would not.
Why?
Because it's different, Dre. It's different. When you're playing somebody
why
that's
would she
consistently
not?
Hitting
Hold on.
Each point is averaging
Hold
a
on.
Minute to a minute and a half
what I'm, this
to
is
the
what
men's
I'm,
side where
okay,
it's like
this is what I'm asking
each
you.
Point lasts about 2 seconds. That's why they go to five sets.
This is what I'm asking you. Why would she not adapt?
One, she wouldn't adapt because she's at this level now. It's done. This is what she's trained for her whole life. This is all she knows. So at this point in her career, she would never make it over on that side.
So had she okay? So let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
Had she trained to play?
No. She would not make
what?
It.
What? How?
Because she would not adapt to that level. It's impossible.
No.
Impossible.
That's not what I'm asking you.
You're talking about baby Serena when Venus was a pro.
Never
and she
played,
was 14.
Never played.
When
never
she
played
14,
on the women's side.
And she was playing. And she was playing in Compton with her dad.
Never played on the women's side.
Do you know who even trained her? Her father.
Yeah, I know. Trained specifically for men.
She would not make it.
Why?
She would get blown out of the fucking water at 14.
Why?
Why not? Why not?
What do you mean?
You're, it's the same thing with you. It's what just you like mean? It's a different level of competition. She wouldn't. She would not.
Well, I don't understand
she
how.
Would not make it.
I don't understand how you can definitively say that and then say it's not a gender issue.
Well, I'm not saying this. You said it was a gender issue. I'm just saying the level of competition.
It has to be. It has to be.
You're saying it's a gender issue.
It has to be.
I want everyone to know that Trey said that women are built different. I didn't say any of that. I just said the level of competition is different. You're not going to make
it. But you can't make one argument without making it the other.
I just did. I said the level of competition is completely different, and she would not make it on that side.
I got you. I got you. I got you. We'll agree. Agree to disagree.
Nope, I'm not.
We'll agree to disagree.
It's showed in every sport. You're.
But it becomes a physical. It becomes a physiology issue.
How about this? Because you're a basketball player that plays a physical sport, and you got to play college basketball.
I feel like you're being really condescending right now. I don't know if anyone knows this,
but I'm doing the finger quotes while I'm saying this. And you played at that level.
Okay.
And you know what the skill sets are of that level of competition.
Okay.
You clearly don't understand that there is a complete difference in men's tennis and women's tennis. You just said yourself you didn't even know how long an average volley is with men's service to volley compared to a woman's service to volley.
Let me ask you this question.
And that's a very big difference in competition.
I'm going to give you
I've seen Serena
go
toe-to-toe with females for 3-4 minutes going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this would never last in men's sports. In men's tennis. The average is maybe 15 seconds. Maybe.
Okay.
And that's pushing it.
Okay.
And I mean, you'll see guys winning points with only 2 seconds.
Right.
Smack, pack, boom, done. It's like serve, guy fucking puts his racket out, and this ball's hit so fast, it's bouncing off the racket, goes back, and boom, there's a point.
Okay.
It's that fast.
Okay. They just can't do it.
No, see, now you're being, I know who you are, you're being my sister Rowena right now. That's who you're being right now.
They just can't.
No, you're not. You're not. You're because you're arguing without knowing all the facts between the difference between men's tennis and women's tennis.
They just can't do it.
No. I'm not falling for that one. Because you came in here and you go, I researched Serena's.
Because
let me finish. Because I let you finish.
Okay.
You go, I researched Serena's serve, and I called you out on it. Yeah, she averages. Mind you, that's her first serve. Her second service. Did you check her second serve?
Well, the second serve is always slower.
No, right? Not men's. Did you see the men's side
on the second serve?
Second? Are you kidding me? Oh my god, bro!
Show me what it is. Men's because you're average. You're trying not to fault or whatever it's called.
Yeah, you don't want to fault.
Yeah.
But it, we're talking dramatically slower. You know that, right?
Okay. We'll see.
We're talking. Oh God.
Let's see it.
So and then, but this is what you said to me. You said Serena Williams. Second, I'm googling it right now. You also said to me, you go second serve speed. You go, yeah. What's the difference? Men average 140. She by the way, it's not even 130. I gave her that.
It's 128. Like
128. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You think you know your facts? I know it too, bro. Hers is 128, whereas you got Stojakovic going at like 140 over here. Stojakovic?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, exactly. Stop talking like you know.
And they actually played for the Sacramento Kings.
I'm sorry. I forgot his name. Novak. Okay. Novak. Anyways, hold on, I'm pulling this up right now. Right here. And then you go, well, what's the difference between 10 miles? Yeah. 10 miles, man.
Okay.
That's the difference. The difference between, no, let me finish. The difference between 100 and 98 miles per hour. If you throw a fastball at 98 miles per hour, you are guaranteed $1 million contract for the major leagues.
Yes.
But you throw 100, you are guaranteed the goddamn franchise. And we're only talking about 2 miles an hour.
Yes.
And they ask every fucking Barry Bonds, all the home run hitters, what's the difference between 98 and 99? And you know what they said? Home runs.
Yeah.
Home runs.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds said, I can hit a 98.
Well, Barry Bonds and then also said.
Come on.
Wait.
Stop, man.
I just Barry saw
said,
Barry Bonds,
I can't hit 100.
He said, I told him about the kid that throws 102. He was like. He goes, that's better for us. He better have a curveball.
But you know what I'm saying.
I do.
It's 2 miles.
I get it.
And we're talking about okay. that.
But what, here's what I'm saying. It's either you're saying they can or they cannot. So you're saying they cannot compete
hands down,
on the level. Is it a gender issue?
No, it's not. I told you that.
It's a skill set issue?
It's a level of competition issue.
It's a level of competition yes. issue based on
No, gender. Not based on gender. Quit saying that. Stop saying that. You're the one that said it's gender. I said the level of competition is different.
Because you can't have one argument without Rafael the other. Because
Rafael Nadal, he can play against the number 14th ranked guy in the world and yeah. lose. Why? Because that guy also has 145 mile an hour serve. He also has 102 mile an hour second you
can't
service.
Have, you do admit you can't have one argument without the other.
No, I'm not. No, you're not going to stick words in my mouth. You're not. You're the one saying this. Average speed for Novak is 120. Second service is 96.
What is that?
Huh?
120 and 96?
Yeah, that's the average after all the years. That's his average.
Well, that's...
And that's his low. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's not him. That is his average second serve speed.
96.
117 to 96.
96.
That's the average. So he stays within there.
96.
96.
Okay. That's second serve.
Second serve.
First serve is 120.
No, that's Serena.
Okay.
All your facts.
All I'm saying is this.
Is that we've been on point, this way too long.
I know.
We have to get I think it's just your way of getting out of the helicopter.
And we'll cut it. But I'll just say this.
Yes.
I'll say that.
I am right. You are wrong. Here, let me just say this.
In the beginning, let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
That sports were created for men.
Yeah.
They're a diversion for men.
Go ahead and do all your sexist stuff on your own.
No, they were. That's fact.
Yeah, it is fact.
There was a diversion for men. Yes. Women weren't supposed to be out playing sports.
Uh-huh. Supposed to be. Huh. Listen to this guy, everybody.
They have to catch up.
Yeah.
They have to catch up.
Okay.
Because they haven't had the opportunity.
Okay, but Andre.
They haven't had the same time
of opportunity. Andre, listen to yourself, man.
No.
They have to catch up.
You can't.
They have to catch up. They'll never catch up.
Okay. So they can't do it.
You said that. You think they can catch up?
This is so funny.
You think they can catch up?
It's so funny because.
You think they can catch up?
Listen. This is so funny because.
We just got.
He's very good, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a very good debater because he's making me make his point without him having to say it.
I didn't say it. You said it.
It's beautiful.
You said it.
You're pretty
good. They have to catch up, and guess what?
You're pretty good.
They're not going to catch up.
You said that. I did.
I didn't say it. You said it.
Anyway, it's a very beautiful day.
It's a very beautiful day.
And we're going to hopefully survive.
I thought that was a good debate. I won again.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the argument yesterday is when you said Serena trains with men.
Yeah.
And I go, okay.
Well, yeah.
If she trains with men.
Yes.
And I go, yeah, she trains with just paid players.
Yeah, they're probably like low-level tennis pros, probably.
Wow.
Right? No, I'm asking.
No, but those low-level tennis pros are fucking pros.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
And I guarantee she's not beating them.
Okay.
And then I go, well, University of UConn trains with fucking men.
Which were probably pretty good high school players, but not
bullshit.
Pros.
They play college players, too.
No, they do not.
But even so.
No, they do not.
But even so. Even so. Guess what?
When?
They lose.
That's debatable.
No.
We don't know.
No, the coach told me.
Okay. Well, then there we have it.
There we have it.
It's a great debate, though. It's interesting.
I win. So anyways, look, it's clear we're both Serena Williams fans.
Absolutely.
And I will fight to the death with Serena.
Absolutely.
And I clearly love tennis more than you. You don't even know the sports, so you shouldn't even be arguing this.
You do probably know
and
a little more than me.
Way more.
Okay.
And so let's just say this.
Okay.
Serena, one of the greatest athletes of our time.
Yes.
Hands down.
Yes. Okay. And one of the best tennis players ever.
Hands down.
Yes.
Greatest.
Yes.
There's only five I can name off the top of my head that I think changed the sport itself.
Yes.
And she's number five.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you too.
Let's go get on this helicopter. Yeah, man. Get some Dramamine. Aloha. We're in Maui, you guys. And remember, everything's debatable.
Everything.
Only one man can win. Aloha.
Or a woman.
Yeah, I live it like it's all good. 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 I live it like it's all good. 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 I live it like all I ever wanted.